September 23rd, test number, God, six, Jesus. Boyfriend number six, codename Sweetheart, was a colossal failure. After some research, I discovered I added way too much essence of Frank Ocean, which made him needy while being simultaneously completely unavailable. That was before I discovered that he was just as molecularly flawed. He asked me to read his screenplay before his limbs slowly disintegrated. He then turned into a puddle of hyaluronic acid after that. Be that as it may, the new formula of creation is working. The infusion of the essence of movie characters and beloved albums is doing a great job at establishing a personality and a base level of romance. However, developing that personality and making everything harmonious has proven to be challenging. And I don't like being challenged. End of vlog. Okay, November 17, test number 8. I am feeling like I'm closer than I've ever been. BF-008's been a near success. Although his structural integrity was solid, he had great taste in music, I may have accidentally imported some of the character traits from The Social Network during the personality configuration stage. I guess that's what I get for watching David Fincher movies in the background. In the final demerit that I recorded, he was constantly trying to sign me up for one of those culty gems. Balancing the appreciation of flawed characters in media and neutralizing the idolization factor has proven to be more of a task than I thought. Perhaps this is inherently a problem with the male species. While BF-008 passed the orange test easily and showed surprising eagerness and physical affection, his belief that Zuckerberg totally owned Erica Albrecht at the bar after she broke up with him was, I'll label as a level 5 red flag. Great for a good fuck? Sure. Cute enough to wear as arm candy for the next meeting of the mad minds? Maybe. But boyfriend material? Certainly not. Building a perfect boyfriend has proven to be far more labor-intensive to put up with any flaws, no matter how inconsequential to outside eyes. God, this has been 8 damned months of black market body parts and stem cell explosions and pushing boundaries of science and ethics, and I'm barely a step above a subby bitch boy on Reddit. And the world knows I've chewed through my way of enough of them. What am I missing? Project Shelley has consumed me for too long. Perhaps I need a night out, get a little perspective on a situation that'll help. Be around people, since I'm trying to make one. Or maybe I just need to get drunk. End of vlog, I guess. March 17th. I know, it's been quite a while, but I think I've worked out the kinks. I've also programmed some in. After the past weeks of frustration, I went to the bar and I met this guy. His name is, well, irrelevant, I suppose. He opened doors for me and introduced me to his friends early on, who said that they heard great things about me. He held my hand. He cooked meals for me. He had something that was exactly what I was looking for. Yearning. He had this only slight desperation to him. These puppy dog eyes that begged for my validation. He was a writer, or so he said, and he said that he'd been writing poetry about me. He wrote me a letter last week, and the final line said, "Ever since we met, I only shoot up with your perfume. It's the only thing that makes me feel as good as you do." He was blissfully unaware that I was a fan of the song that he was quoting, trying to pass off the words as his own. And that's when I decided I should break things off with him. So, we're not together anymore. He's a bit too needy, maybe. I didn't think that was possible for me. Anyway, one of our last dates before I broke it off with him, he was eating me out, and I decided that his tongue and that desperation is worth stealing some of his DNA for. Thankfully, he was very into having his hair pulled, so one solid tug on the base of his scalp as I was coming on his tongue, and four intact follicles later.
And that's what brings us to right now. Just another Marley Gray scientist putting the finishing touches on her perfect guy. I'm using the Bar Boy's hair to give BF009 more of a solid molecular structure, plus he was pretty easy on the eyes. I wouldn't mind having some of his qualities around to look at, especially if it's his mouth. Shit. Well, that's what I get for being distracted and horny. You know what, maybe I can't do this. Maybe this whole thing is just a fucking crapshoot, no matter what. And maybe I can't build a successful boyfriend. No one's ever been able to do it before. Why did I think that I'd possibly be able to one to make it happen? Maybe I should just fucking go back on dating apps and... You know what? No. No. Fuck that. I have a PhD in biochemistry. I can make walking, talking human beings out of nothing. They want me to go on Tinder? Well, fuck that. If I make a boyfriend, I won't have to force him to listen to Atticus Ross and Trent Reznor scores with me. It'll just be in his DNA to want to listen to them. And you know what? Screw meeting people organically. This is as organic as it gets. This is hair samples and hyaluronic acid and infusions of movies and albums, and I'm going to make the perfect man for me, and he's going to be funny, and he's going to be smart, and he is going to have great taste in music and great taste in movies, and once I pull this activation switch, he is going to be all fucking mine. Fuck Tinder. And out comes Gorgeous. And Houston, we have liftoff. That is a confirmed heartbeat on BF009. Subject is stirring, moving his fingers and toes slightly. Initiating contact.
Hello? Oh, here, let me help. Here we go.
Your ears are probably a little gunked up after all of that, all the acids and infusions and everything. Hi. I'm Maxine. I'm a scientist. I created you. Created, yeah. The science that I do is like biomolecular, and I've been on a mission to make the perfect partner, and you are a test of that. I've created you from combinations of acids and human DNA and combinations of movies and albums to form personalities. Not necessarily. I wouldn't say I'm your mother, or mommy, as you put it. But we'll save that for the future. Maybe we'll just table that. But you know, your creator, your... No, not your god. I guess technically speaking, I am your god, but I don't even believe in... Look,
you don't have to, don't call me that. Just call me Max. Great. Awesome. Fantastic. Okay. Number 9. So we're, yes, 9. It's, you know, I'm a one woman operation doing all this, and it's a lot of fine tuning, you know. Who would have thought that building a romantic partner from scratch wasn't easy? Right? Could have told me. So over time doing this, I've come up with initial tests that I have to do throughout the process just to see how well I did, essentially. So, number 9, we're going to run some basic cognitive tests. So let me get my notepad. Essentially, this is just going to be like a quality check to see if the transfer of all the movie and music code actually went over well. So, all I'm going to need you to do is answer aloud with the first thing that comes to mind when I ask you a question, okay? Okay, so first things first, finish this quote. Sorry, my Prada's at the cleaners, along with my hoodie and my... Fuck you flip-flops, exactly. What are your thoughts on suitcase record players? Very good, very good. And what is the best holiday of the year? Halloween, perfect. All right, this one is the last question for you, my own personal Rocky. This next question may feel a little bit tricky, but really all I'm trying to do is gauge where your opinion base is at, okay? What is, in your opinion, your favorite horror movie? Wow, that is like a really good answer for a really good reason, too. Wow, I'm like really impressed. Wow, amazing. You're such a smart boy. Oh my god. Wow, and your smile is so beautiful. Let me see it again. Oh my gosh. You are just so eager to please, aren't you? I have a feeling that smile is going to get me in a lot of trouble. Okay, let's get you out of these straps. Because you're... amazing arm muscles are kind of flexing against them, and you're grinning that beautiful grin at me. let me just get you out of those. Sorry. Yeah, you know, protocol calls for that you're fully restrained in case of any outbursts. I haven't had one happen in a while, but, you know, it's a rule that's smart to be set, but I'm also not really one for rule following, and you seem so sweet and eager, so. Wow, that's like the perfect response to that. Okay, so let me get you, wow. Yeah, you're just much hotter, warmer than your predecessors is all. Do you feel hot? Warm. I mean, warm. Okay. Okay, that's normal. That's good. Okay, great. Cool. Oh, your arms are better than I realized. Yeah, you definitely got a little dose of the HGH05. Like, crush me with arms like that. I mean, not really. You could do some damage to, like, a completely human skeleton. But I didn't give you, like, superhuman strength or anything like that. But you can most certainly lift more than most people would assume.
But also, on top of that, it's kind of programmed into you that you won't hurt me without my consent. Yeah, so if at any point I'm, like, begging for... Huh. Nothing. You just... Your, hands on my hips is really nice. How about we do another test? We can do, a test of your fine motor skills. So, just go ahead and unbutton my lab coat. No, you're doing amazing. Even, you know, just scientifically, you're doing really good. And, I haven't gotten to test out how soft your lips are yet, so you should probably kiss me. My, my bra unhooks from the front. Do you think you can get that for me? Yeah? Oh, fuck, you're such a good boy. Do you think we could maybe do another test of your fine motor skills? So I'm going to need you to use the tips of your fingers and really gently. And what I'm going to need you to do is really carefully and really gently trace and circle and pinch my nipples, okay? No, the piercings don't hurt. I promise they feel great. Wow, you, you do not have to be asked twice, do you? Fuck, you're so sweet and so attentive. God, fuck me, good boy. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, that is like unbelievable. Oh my god. No, don't rush. Take your time. We have all night. Fuck, we have all the time in the fucking world. Fuck. Plus, I expect at least 3 orgasms from a specimen of your caliber. And speaking of caliber, let's see what you're packing down here, shall we? No, darling, you just stay right here for me. And you just keep doing exactly what you're doing, okay? Just don't get distracted and keep your focus on making me feel good, okay? Are you hard for me, beautiful? Let all this excitement and this new sensation make you rock fucking hard for me?
Yeah.
Can I feel? Now let me just feel here. Oh. Oh. It's alive. You know, dick size is normally something that's not super important to me. And I gotta tell ya, I don't think I could have done any better. I guess it's a good thing that I call you 9, huh? That's right, baby. Fuck. Just keep pinching them for me. Fuck. I'll keep stroking that thick, gorgeous fucking cock. Oh my gosh, honey. Fuck your eyes. Your eyes, they look so hungry. Is there something that you want? Tell me, my dear. Is there something that you're craving? Is there something that you're famished for? Tell me, my dear. No, actually. Beg me. While I jerk your fat cock. Repeat after me, please. Please, Dr. Maxine, let your good boy feast on your divine pussy. Let me thank you for my life by giving you the little death. Let me fulfill my purpose. Go ahead, say it. That's a good boy. I get down there. Oh, that's good. That's good. Just like that pussy nice and slow. Oh, fuck. Yeah, just let me grind that clit into your tongue. Nice and slow. Fuck. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh my god, yes. Yeah. Oh my god, yes. God, you're my most beautiful creation. Yeah, right there, right there, right there, right there, right there. Make me feel so good. Make me feel so good. God, it feels like the leftover electricity that was in your body is coursing through me. Oh my god, and your tongue. Feels just like that bar boy's tongue. Oh my god, it's fucking incredible. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god, I just realized. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to pull on your hair. It's the only way I could think to get your mouth off my pussy. I just realized I never gave you a name. Well, the last model's name was Sweetheart, so I'm thinking maybe you'll be Darling? Does that sound okay? Do you want to be my darling? Oh, Jesus Christ! I will take that swirling of your tongue as a yes. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Fuck. Fuck. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. Yeah. I'm so close. Oh my god. I'm so close. I'm so close. Fuck. Oh my god. Fuck. It's the best fucking mouth. You have the best fucking mouth. Yeah. I'm gonna come all over. I'm gonna come all over that pretty fucking mouth. Oh my god, please, my darling, please, my darling, please, my darling, please, please, please. Huh? What happened? What happened? Why'd she stop? Oh, your tongue fell off. Well, that is less than desirable. Are you okay? Are you in any pain? Okay, good. Well, this is an easy fix. Oh, my darling. Yeah, wipe that sad little look off your precious, precious face. I promise I'll get you all fixed up and you'll be back to eating me out by tomorrow morning, okay? Yes, I promise it's an easy fix. I'm just going to sew your tongue back on. I have these super quick dissolvable threads that I invented, and you'll be all good to go by tomorrow. As a matter of fact, I'll actually be gone early in the morning to do a workout and run some errands, so you're probably gonna be set by the time I get back, so. Yes, so in that case, let's go ahead and go upstairs, and I'll make you some soup. How does that sound? Good. Okay. Oh my gosh, I just realized you haven't eaten yet. Jesus. Well, thank you. I've just been so distracted by you. I forgot some of my protocol, but I'll be much more professional going forward, okay? Yes, but not too professional. All right, let's get upstairs. I have the thread up there.
Well, I'm kind of clumsy in the kitchen, so it works for me too. Well, yeah, I have a mandolin slicer, but those things aren't any safer than like a normal knife. They're worse, actually.
It is the next day. BF009 log 2. It is 9:45 a.m. Wow. I find myself this morning very eager and optimistic to test out my boy toy's new and improved tongue. The sutures should have worked their magic by now while Darling was sleeping. And if that's in working order, then we simply have to test his erectile and ejaculatory capabilities. So, of course, in the name of science, obviously. I went out to the metaphysical store to grab a few things, and my darling was still sleeping when I slipped out, so I made sure to do it very quietly. I'm walking actually back up to my place now, and I'm really hoping that he's still resting. End of vlog.
Hello? Darling?
Good morning. Hello, beautiful. Are you... Oh my god, you're cooking.
I can't believe you're cooking.
No, it's just... None of my other models ever cooked for me before.
That's true. That's very true. You're not my other models. You're nothing like them. As a matter of fact, you are absolutely incredible. But then again, of course you are. So, what are you making?
No shit, really? Wow, that is like my favorite breakfast. That's unbelievable. I still can't believe that you're cooking all this. Yeah, I'm like beyond impressed. And the place looks amazing. Did you clean? Darling, I am so grateful, but it's your first real day. I don't blame you for wanting to sleep in and rest. And I was planning on waking you up, actually, with my mouth, as a matter of fact.
Oh, nothing, my dear, nothing. Hey, do you mind if I squeeze past you so I can wash my hands really quick?
Thank you, thank you.
Now, I gotta say, this is a fantastic thing to walk in on.
I just mean you cooking a delicious breakfast while you roll your slutty waist shirtless in my kitchen.
Oh my gosh, yeah, of course you have a slutty waist. I made sure of that.
Oh yeah, I would absolutely describe you as slutty. I actually made sure in your programming that there was like a kind of higher slut factor than with the other models. But you have that for a multitude of reasons.
Well, other than configuring your sex skills to some of my favorite videos from Pornhub, you are also made up of incredibly charming and generally horny movie characters.
Wait, what? You want to see all the notes I took on you when I was making you?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I could show you that. It's nothing. It's, just your really, really nice hands. They're just distracting me when they're, chasing my stomach like that.
Yeah, we could go downstairs to the lab, and I could show you whatever you want. I could show you whatever you want.
What?
You're gonna what?
Pick me up?
No, dude, you are not gonna, no, I'm way too, oop!
Oh, well, holy shit, dude. Jesus. Huh. Yeah, it's downstairs and then the room to the left. Data? What data do you want to record? Oh, well, normally I don't record the logs of any sexual activities between me and the boyfriend tests. Well, I just try to keep it strictly to the data that needs to be analyzed and reanalyzed. Well, sure, I suppose you're right. How well I get fucked by each model of boyfriend would definitely be something worth noting, I suppose, for... and then I can determine if there's any specific factors that determine a better lover, or if it's purely out of you know, that was a very good use of the kiss interruption compound. It was fun and playful and not like disrespect. My tape recorder, it's right here. Turn it on. You want me to turn it on while you... Okay. Yeah. Cool. I can do that. Okay, it's on now. Oh, you want me to, March 23rd, things with BF-009 are going great this morning. He's proven to be very adaptable, very enthusiastic, and very quick on his feet. The sutures on his tongue have, let me see, darling, healed perfectly. He is absolutely good as new. And now we're about to test out our sexual compatibility, which is all his idea, which already bodes incredibly well for the both of us. Now, darling, I love how much you want this and how much you want to help me with my research, but you've done so much for me already today, and you've been such a good boy for me, and I'm absolutely dying to taste you, so I'm hoping, if you'll let me, if I could get on my knees for you and show you how excited I am that you're here. Would that be okay with you? Mm-hmm.
so perfect. God, you're so fucking beautiful.
I would say it's like I built you in a lab, but I literally did.
And here you are with your perfect fucking face, your perfect fucking mouth, your perfect fucking cock. Sweat dripping down your chest. Your head back like that, just moaning. God, you look so desperate, exactly how I fucking want you. You have any idea how beautiful you look right now, baby? God, you look so looking perfect. Hon, you're all mine, aren't you? Yeah, can you say it for me? Can you say it, you're all mine? That's right, put your fucking hands in my hair. Oh my god, it feels so good. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Fuck my face, fuck my face, fuck my face.
My darling, I think that we have one more test, that something that we really, really must do. Fuck. For science, of course. Now, my darling, would you mind bending me over the nearest flat surface in this lab and absolutely fucking railing me? Oh, wow, not the response I would have thought. Of course, what's your one condition? Okay, I will make sure that I collect the data on my tape recorder. Absolutely. No, 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 I don't need your fingers. I don't need your fingers. Please, please just give me your cock. Please, I'm so ready for it. Okay, okay, I will. BF0009 is incredibly attentive and adamant about my needing of foreplay, although I mentioned that that was not necessary. A subject is incredibly sweet and caring and fucking, oh fuck, oh please, 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 please push it all the way inside of me, please, please, I need it so bad, please give it to me. BF009 is showing signs of evil, deliberate teasing, which I wish I could say I hate, but I really, really don't. Fuck. Please, 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 please. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, fuck. No, 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 I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay, please, please don't stop, baby, darling, please, please don't stop. Fuck, fuck, his, oh my god, his cock, it's, fuck, it's filling me up, it's filling me up so good. God, he's so fucking thick and... God, I could barely fit him in my mouth earlier. Oh, God, you feel so good. You feel so good. You feel so good. God, why do you feel so fucking good? You're absolutely right. Because I fucking made you this way. God, yes, baby. Yes, do exactly what you were fucking made to do. Oh my, oh, oh fuck. BF009 has incredible strength and incredible stamina. Strong, firm, steady hands, one of which he's keeping around my neck. Fuck. God. Please, please, can you? Fuck. And fucking, now it's almost like he can read my mind or something, because I was gonna ask him if he can put his fingers on my clit, and then before I could even say the words, he just fucking did it. Oh my god, fuck. God, god, my god, what is fucking wrong with you? God, nothing, nothing's fucking wrong with you, is there? You're fucking perfect, perfect, you're so perfect. Perfect, perfect boy. Fuck, fuck. Oh my god, oh my god, I'm getting close. Yeah, yeah, you too. Fuck, thank god. Fuck. Yeah, yes, baby, yes. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Yeah, yeah, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop until you're fucking coming at me. Don't stop until you're coming at me. Come at me, come at me. Please come at me, please come at me, please come at me, please, 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 please. You're so good for me. Oh, wait, 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 wait. Don't pull out yet. I want you to stay inside. Whoa.
What the fuck? Oh my god. Fuck, what happened? Great. Fucking pile of goo, just like fucking 5 and 6. Shit. Oh, here was I thinking I fucking did it, thinking I fucking cracked the code. Shit. Well, back to the fucking drawing board, I guess. I wonder if I still have Barboy's number somewhere around here. Oh, God. Gross.